I want to read with you tonight some verses from the book of Exodus chapter 4. It's that time when Moses is before the burning bush and the Lord speaks to him and gives to him that great commission to go back to the land of Egypt in order to lead the Lord's people out of their bondage. But Moses, of course, presents some obstacles. And he says in verse number 1 of chapter 4, Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land." Amen. The Lord will bless the reading of his word. The book of Exodus should be carefully studied by every Christian in these days in which we find ourselves. The plagues that God visited upon the land of Egypt against the defiance of Pharaoh contain a valuable significance regarding the end of this age, the latter days of this present age. In the 16th chapter of the book of the Revelation, we find reference made to the end of this age, and there is a striking parallel, a striking similarity between the plagues that God sent upon Egypt and what we have recorded in Revelation chapter 16. Seven vials of wrath, which are poured out upon the earth prior, immediately prior, leading up to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a similarity between what is recorded in Revelation chapter 16 and what we find recorded in the day of Moses during the time of the Exodus. There's a similarity in description. The plagues that came upon Egypt, they are described as plagues. And when we come to Revelation 16 and verse 9, these seven vials of wrath that are poured out upon the world are described as plagues. Verse 9 of that chapter tells us that God hath power over these plagues. They are referred to as plagues. In Exodus chapter 7 and verse number 9, we are told that the plagues that fell upon Egypt were judgments from the Lord. The Lord said in verse number 4 of that chapter, "But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. The plagues were judgments from God. And in Revelation chapter 16, these plagues that are referred to are described as judgments. Verse 7, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The vials of the wrath of God upon the earth, the judgments that will be poured out upon this earth prior or leading up to the coming of the Lord. There is a parallel, there is a similarity in relation to the description of the two events. But there's also a similarity in relation to the defiance of man against these plagues. That is most clearly seen in the case of Pharaoh. When Moses and Aaron stood before Pharaoh, his response was, when they delivered the message, "Let my people Israel go," his response was, "Who is the Lord? Who is Jehovah that I should obey his voice?" And those plagues came one after the other because of repeated defiance against the Lord. He hardened his heart against the Lord. There were times when he seemed to relent a little, and he made conditions. They gave the command to Pharaoh to let the people go that they might worship the Lord in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said on one occasion, "Don't leave the land. Yes, you can worship God, but do it here." He wanted to place conditions upon the worship of God, and therefore he was restricting, he was detracting from the glory of God. Stay in the land. And then again he says on another occasion, he says, "Who will go?" He says, "Yes, you can go, but only the adults, the children must stay." And Moses said, "Not so. We will all go." And then another occasion he says, "Let the animals stay. Let the livestock remain." And Moses said, "Not so. We must worship and we must make offering unto the Lord." He was repeatedly defying the God of heaven, detracting from the glory of God. And so these plagues came one after another. Pharaoh reacted with defiance against the Lord. And there is a remarkable similarity between the response of Pharaoh, the reaction of Pharaoh, and the reaction that we find to these judgments that are poured out upon the earth in the last days. Revelation 16 and verse 9 says, "Men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory." They would not recognize him. They will not acknowledge him. They will not give to him the glory that is due to his name. And that's very interesting. That's something that we should meditate upon. When these great judgments come, there is not an acknowledgement of God. In fact, there is an attempt to take away the glory of the Lord. And I think that is significant. When we look out over the world tonight, when we consider the situation that we are now in, we have government now telling us that you cannot meet to worship God. They are taking away from the glory of God, who has power and authority over these very plagues. There is a similarity. Again, in that chapter, verse 11, they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. There was defiance in the day of Pharaoh. And in the end of this age, when these vials of wrath are poured out upon the world, prior to the great and last day of judgment, there will be a similar response, a defiance against God that refuses to acknowledge Him, to give Him glory that is His due from His creatures, and repents not of their deeds. There's a similarity in description. There's also a similarity in the defiance that's manifested. But likewise, there is a similarity in the demonstration of these plagues. What these plagues demonstrate, you have it summed up in verse 9 of Revelation chapter 16. God, which hath power over these plagues. And in the day of Moses and the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, those plagues that came repeatedly were intended and designed by the Lord to demonstrate His sovereignty, His glory, to demonstrate the folly of man-made religion, what man depends upon. Every one of those plagues, one after the other, stripped away the confidence that the Egyptians had placed their hope in, stripped away and undermined the gods that they had trusted in. The plagues demonstrated God's sovereignty, God's power over all flesh, over all circumstances, over all these different aspects that affected man. And likewise, at the end of this age, when these judgments are poured out upon the world, they will demonstrate God's sovereignty, God's power. God, which hath power over these plagues. The Lord impressed that truth upon Moses at the very beginning of his commission, when he was at the burning bush, the passage that we read at the beginning, Exodus chapter 4. And the Lord said to Moses that he was to put his hand into his bosom. And we find something most remarkable occurring. When Moses puts his hand into his bosom, near to his heart, and he brings it out again, the Bible says, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. Have you ever stopped to think how Moses felt at that very moment? He places his hand in and it's whole, it's perfect. And when he takes it out, it is now in an advanced stage of leprosy. And leprosy, of course, was a loathsome disease. It was a contagious disease. It was a disease that turned a man into a walking corpse, isolated. You read Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14. The person who contracted this disease was put out and isolated, cut off. You read of it in the case of Miriam when she questioned Moses and his leadership, and the Lord put her out for 7 days. She became leprous and she became as one who was dead, almost dead. It was a form of walking death, this contagious, loathsome disease. Can you imagine what Moses felt when he put his hand into his bosom and he takes it out and he looks and it's in the advanced stage of leprosy? What was the Lord doing? The Lord was demonstrating to him that he has power over these plagues. He has power over these plagues. It is in his grace and in his goodness that he holds back these things from the world at large, from mankind at large. But it's equally so that when God lifts his restraint, the restraining influence of his goodness, that then these plagues come upon the earth and upon mankind. These things are our lot. Leprosy would lead eventually to death. It was a walking death, and eventually it would claim its victim in death. And it was a reminder of the lot of sinners, the lot of transgressors. We are appointed unto death, handed over to death because we have sinned, because we have transgressed God's law. And the only reason why death does not come swiftly is the goodness of God, the restraining influence of God's goodness. The Lord was demonstrating his power, but he was also demonstrating his goodness, demonstrating the restraining influence of his goodness upon these things that we rightly deserve. And isn't it interesting that the Bible says that the leprosy was confined only to his hand? His hand was leprous as snow. In other words, indicating that God had contained this loathsome disease to only one part of his body. Didn't affect his arm, didn't affect his elbow, didn't affect his shoulder, didn't affect anywhere else. It came to his hand only. And yet, leprosy as a disease, back in those times, was recognized because of the swiftness of its spread. Not only spreading from one person to another, being contagious, but spreading right throughout the whole body. And yet in this instance, the Lord allowed that leprosy to take hold upon the hand of Moses, but no further, thereby demonstrating to Moses that he is sovereign over all these things, that even something that is as loathsome and contagious and that spreads rapidly as leprosy does is still under his sovereign power and sovereign authority, and that it cannot advance any further than what he permits. But then the Lord said to Moses, put in thine hand, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And the Lord was demonstrating to Moses in this incident of his hand becoming leprous, he was showing Moses not only the restraining influence of his goodness, not only his power to contain, his power to permit such things, but he was showing to Moses that he has the power to immediately cure and to deliver. In those plagues that came upon Egypt in the days that would follow, they demonstrated God's power. They demonstrated the restraining influence of his goodness. He holds them back, but he can equally lift the restraints and allow those plagues to come upon defiant man. And yet, as the subsequent history records, God removed those plagues one by one. He has the power not only to permit, but he has the power to remit, to remove completely. We're facing a great crisis, not only in our country, but in our world. And sadly, regrettably, lamentably, the first and greatest priority of all has been overlooked, neglected. It is the priority to acknowledge God. I want you to think of the leprous hand of Moses. And what does it indicate? It indicates that this coronavirus that is causing so much devastation, so much disruption, it is in the hand of God. And if only we would recognize that and acknowledge God. If only we would recognize that and acknowledge God. God is able to stop this virus in its tracks. God is able. Moses put in his hand to his bosom and it became advanced stage of leprosy. He put it back in and immediately it was made whole. If only we would acknowledge God. Perhaps the Lord, who is long-suffering, who is gracious, who is full of compassion, who is love itself, perhaps the Lord would place the restraint on the rapid spread of this disease, and the Lord would be merciful to us. The message of the leprous hand of Moses is that God is in control and God is sovereign and God has power over these plagues. If we would but acknowledge him and give the glory that is due to his name, then the Lord in his grace and in his mercy would intervene and the Lord would restrain the advance of this plague. May our hearts be turned to God's word in these days. And may our hearts be yielded and submissive to what the Lord has to say. Amen.